Yes, Paul, I'm afraid there is a lot of gloomy news from Norwich this week. We will start with some of the most striking stories. It was announced last week that two well-known Norwich bars were closing, and it is believed that more are threatened by rising costs. The Evening News had an extended interview with Mark Hitchcock of Norfolk Citizens Advice, which highlighted the plight of those affected by the economic crisis. Another story from last week was the proposed closure of the Rouen Road NHS walk-in centre. Clive Lewis, the Norwich South MP, has now joined in the opposition to this proposal. We will bring you these three news stories in some detail and will also reflect some of the Evening News readers' reactions. Here is Paul with the news that the face of Norwich could be changing.
Experts have warned the face of the city could change forever if more businesses are forced to close as a result of rising costs. Just this week, both Frank's Bar, which has been in Norwich's Bedford Street for almost 15 years, and the York Tavern in Leicester Street, which has been in the city since 2014, announced they were closing due to increasing bills, prices and business rates. Despite being packed with customers every night, Ella Williams, co-owner of Frank's Bar, said the business could not offset the tide of rising costs. Miss Williams had been planning to sell the bar for 3 years, but was unable to secure a new lease from Norwich City Council, which she felt was necessary for any sale. However, a spokeswoman for the City Council insisted lease arrangements would not have affected a sale. Miss Williams said, "We were hoping to sell the business in a better economy, but obviously that hasn't materialised. We're busy all the time, even if people are being more considered with their money. We had a great Christmas trade, but even that was not enough to cover the costs of energy and VAT. Norwich has such a great indie scene and it needs to be protected." At the York Tavern, landlord Andrew McNeil said business had been extremely tough over the last 2 years and yet more cost increases had left the pub financially unviable. He said, "Due to the ongoing financial pressures of running a business, we have sadly reached the very hard decision that it is no longer possible for us to continue with the York." And experts believe city folk can expect to see more long-standing businesses close as the pressure of increasing costs bite hard. Stefan Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Business Improvement District, said city folk can expect to see more long-standing businesses fall if the government continued to do nothing to support small shops, cafes and bars. Mr. Gurney said the government needed to change business rates in order to level the playing field with online retail in order to keep people on the high street.
A 62-year-old man who collected rainwater in buckets just so he could wash his clothes is among the rising number of people struggling with debt in Norfolk. Michael Buxton from North Earlham in Norwich fell on hard times after his partner died 12 years ago. But it was the aftermath of the pandemic that caused his life to go downhill after losing employment as a labourer amid struggles with health issues. He said, "I always tried to save my pennies. But when the pandemic hit, I lost all my work, so I had to sell all my tools, everything I could. It pushed me over the edge. I was collecting rainwater in buckets to wash my clothes in and kept milk in cold water to keep it fresh as I couldn't afford to run the fridge. I dare not put the heating on in case the costs get out of control and hardly ever use the cooker." But Mr. Buxton has since reached out to future projects at the Norwich Charities Baseline Centre in Nolan Grove, which has served as a lifeline for many this winter by offering health, housing and financial support. Mr. Buxton is just one example of somebody who has been driven to poverty in recent years. It comes as Norfolk Citizens Advice reported an alarming rise in people seeking help, as they are concerned the situation is likely to get worse in 2023 when the energy support scheme stops in April. It is now the biggest issue they are facing, with 14,000 people seeking help last year compared to 900 in 2021, with a growing number of middle-income families struggling to make ends meet. The charity is seeing a rise in middle-income groups in debt trouble and has said they are speaking to families who have maxed out credit cards and owe thousands of pounds in loans, despite both parents working due to the rising cost of living. While the growing number of food and warm banks are providing vital support to many during the cost of living crisis, for Mr. Hitchcock, not enough is being done to find long-term fixes. Community facilities are increasing, which is good to see, he said, adding, but these are Victorian solutions to Victorian levels of poverty. We need long-term solutions to address the impact of what we are seeing, which is likely to be felt for years to come.
Thousands of people, including some of the poorest and most vulnerable in Norwich, will be hit if the axe falls on the city's walk-in centre, an MP has warned. Clive Lewis, Norwich South MP, said it would make no sense at all for health bosses to close the centre, which is at the centre of a public consultation over its future. The centre in Rouen Road could be closed after the current contract to run the services ends, with health bosses saying they might get better value for patients by providing care in a different way. But Labour MP Mr. Lewis said, "It's no exaggeration to say that if they take away our walk-in centre, tens of thousands of us will miss it. And local voluntary organisations are telling me it'd be terrible for some of the poorest and most vulnerable people in the city." There's no doubt that increasing poverty, disadvantage and inequality means more people are getting ill. In the midst of this, it makes no sense at all to consider closing our walk-in centre. Mr. Lewis said people should not be asked to pick between the promise of improved GP services or continuing to have both, because both are needed.